It's time for Play It Forward, our musical chain of gratitude, where we talk to artists about their music and the musicians they're thankful for. Last time we spoke with Georgia Ann Muldrow. As a singer and producer, she's made more than a dozen albums of jazz, blues, and R&B music, and she told me that she's grateful for Lakeisha Benjamin, a saxophone player from New York. I asked Muldrow what she'd like to say to Benjamin.
Lakeisha Benjamin, I want to thank you for your courageous attitude, for not giving up, and rising above and into all that you must be to find your peace. And I just wanted to say, just keep on blooming and growing into your angel self, because you're wonderful. And this whole world gonna know exactly what it is with you and this music.
And Lakeisha Benjamin joins us now from New York City. Welcome to Play It Forward.
Hi, thanks.
So first, I'd just love to hear your response to what Georgia Ann Muldrow just said.
I mean, I think that was the most moving statement I've ever heard about me or my music. So I guess I'm just honored and so excited and glad that I've touched another soul that way.
Let's talk about your latest album. It's called Pursuance, The Coltranes, and it is a celebration of John and Alice Coltrane. A bunch of your jazz heroes play on this album. Can you just tell us about the project?
Well, the whole project was a long-coming thing, but I really have always admired John Coltrane and Alice Coltrane. I always felt they were the perfect dynamic of what a complete musician should be in terms of technically proficient, spiritually proficient, good human beings out here trying to heal and help people. So I felt that for me, they were the highest level, especially in jazz, that you could achieve.
You say this project was a long time coming, but I understand you recorded it all in 2 days with like dozens of musicians all in the room together. Is that right?
Yeah. when I say long time coming, I mean, I've always had that affinity for them too. But in terms of the, you know, the logistics, I got the idea to maybe start reaching out to some of my peers and also people that I didn't know that were legends that I possibly wanted to work with. I wasn't sure if they work with me or not, you know, because bottom line is no one really knew who I was. So I was just calling them kind of cold turkey.
Who was the biggest person you cold called?
Michelle Andighiacello, I didn't know at all.
Wow. And which track is she on?
She's on the track with Georgia. She's on Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, I pray all of those present who seek the truth that is God, that they will not be held under the influence of Maya, through ignorance and misunderstanding, and through desires and through anger and through grudges, but that they will strive daily seeking the truth that is God. That they will sincerely put forth.
So Michelle's playing bass. That person actually speaking, that's a recording of Alice Coltrane talking.
Wow.
So we wanted to have Alice Coltrane on the track with us in some way.
Does thinking about those gatherings take on a different tone now when it's so hard for everyone to physically be together?
It really does, because I think in the music world, at least, things are very grim in terms of none of us knows what our future is. Are we going to play again? Are we going to congregate again? And it's some people are sad about it. Some people are a little bit of hopelessness. So for me, I can kind of hold on to the fact that my last major recording in memory was a whole dream project that I did.
J. Rama, J. Krishna Hare Om.
Well, Lakeisha Benjamin, it is your turn to move this train forward and tell us about somebody who you're thankful for, somebody whose music inspires you. Who would you like to tell us about?
I'd like to tell you about James Blake.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yes.
Phenomenal.
What does he do for you?
I think the first time I heard James Blake, I felt like someone jumped inside of my body and hugged my soul. And I just knew it was going to be okay after that.
That's beautiful. For people who aren't familiar with his music, is there a track of his we could play?
Yes, I think you should play Retrograde.
All right, let's listen.
You're on your own in a world you've grown.
few more years to go. Don't let the hurdle fall. So be the girl you loved. Be the girl you loved. Always.
Tell us what you're feeling as you hear this.
I mean, he has such a haunting quality. It's rare that you find an artist that the musicianship and caliber are so high on so many different instruments, producing, production, singing, piano playing. It's just, and he's not afraid to embrace the darkness either. So I feel like sometimes we kind of, when things go mainstream, we feel like they have to be really exciting and poppy and sugar-coated. And he's not afraid to like bare his soul to the world and let you see that there's beauty on the other side as well.
Have you two ever met or spoken?
I have not met. I've only actually seen him one time in person. I was in Tennessee playing at Bonnaroo. And someone came and ran to me and said, James Blake is playing. And I was on stage packing up. I just left my sax there and ran over to where he was.
I'm gonna say what I need. If it's the last thing I do, I do, I do, I do. I'm in that kind of mood.
I mean, I never forget that show. I mean, because I was an artist performing there, I had, you know, the VIP passes. I could be backstage.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of ran past everybody. It probably was like, I don't want to say 10,000 people crowd. It was so thick. This festival was out in the woods, like rural mud. And I kind of ran past everybody, showed my badge, jumped the gate, and I went straight to the stage right in front of him. He had a drummer and a guitar player in him. And he was just kind of sitting there playing little things on the keys. It was not that much sound going, like a sample was happening. And next thing you know, he dropped the beat. And I just fell to my knees. I was like, yes! I made it. I stayed there in that place probably for the whole hour and a half or whatever it was.
That's such a perfect music moment.
It was great.
Well, we're going to James Blake next. What would you like to say to him?
I guess, James Blake, thank you so much for all you do for the community, for music. Thank you for being born, brother. Thank you for embracing the darkness. Thank you for embracing the light. And thank you for inspiring me and so many other people to do what we do and keep striving to be the best self you can be.
Lakeisha Benjamin, her latest album is Pursuance, The Coltranes. It's been wonderful talking with you. Thank you.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much.
And we'll talk with James Blake in the next episode of Play It Forward.